today I'm joined by Nicholas Wern, who is the master of the metaverse. And we've had some great conversations about digital twins and virtual real estate. And I'm really looking forward to this because I think Nicholas is really getting deep into the space.
I think that was a fantastic introduction. I'm actually looking for a new moniker. I was formerly known as the Building Whisperer, you know, making buildings talk to people. Now that, like you said, you know, venturing more into digital twins in healthcare, manufacturing, and definitely, you know, metaverse enablement, I think like the master of the metaverse is fantastic. Everything is possible in terms of technology. The problem is, of course, you know, the people. So today, when you're selling a mine or, again, like real estate portfolio or just an asset, it takes a lot of time. And then you can make smart contracts and execute these kind of things either automatically or frictionless, where the DD processes might be a couple of days, or it's even going towards, you know, machine-to-machine communication. The metaverse enablement is basically when you're connecting the virtual world with the real world. You know, let's say I want to scrape the world for interesting sites to purchase that are close to water. And I run that script and I automate this. And in a split second, I bought land on 550 different places. And everything has been, you know, transferred into my ownership. Everything, everyone knows that I own it and no one else can do it. And that, you know, took a split of a second that otherwise would have taken, I don't know, a lifetime. Domain experts are always individually correct, but always collectively wrong. And that's the problem when you put these people together, they view the world from their own expertise. And getting them to understand a shared piece of reality based on teams, based on Word documents or whatever that is, almost impossible. So you need the digital twins, and you know, you need the virtual, as in the visual pieces of reality to start with.
The new revolution is completely collaborative. And, you know, I'm seeing it from the younger generation. I mean, they don't think twice about open source. They don't think twice about sharing. You know, they could have been working on something for 20 years and they will share it in an instance with a stranger that they meet online.
No. It's definitely not a folly. I mean, anything and everything that can happen will, of course, happen. But let's go sort of, if I'm allowed, Rod, to continue my story, I can weave it hopefully together.